This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about Black health. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. When it comes to health disparities, we often hear about the lack of access to care, especially health insurance. People don't seek care because they can't afford it. They don't have insurance. But a lot of people who are insured still don't go to the doctor. Insurance companies all over the country struggle with this issue, getting people to take advantage of their health plans, annual checkups, or routine screens. One Black physician is trying to change that. Dan Gorenstein from the health policy podcast Trade-Offs has this profile.
Dr. Lisa Fitzpatrick has done a lot in her career. They're the usual things.
I've worked for Medicaid. I've been a clinician, a researcher.
There are the really cool jobs.
I've served as a global health diplomat. I was an epidemic intelligence service officer, and some people refer to that as the medical CIA.
But beyond her day jobs, Lisa spent much of her time doing something more basic, translating healthcare for those who feel confused or left out.
People feeling disconnected, people feeling unheard, people fearful of things they don't know.
Lisa is a Black physician, and in this job, she's been a trusted, plainspoken messenger for her friends, family, and patients.
People desperately sending me text messages to help them understand the information that's being given to them. I was always thinking about, how can I reach more people? Because if you don't understand something, it can be very scary. And when you're afraid, you avoid, you delay.
Lisa could break things down in a way that made sense to people, something she found was all too rare in the medical world.
When a relative dies in the hospital and you don't get a satisfactory explanation for why, or you feel as if someone gave you inferior care, but you don't know who to talk to, what happens? It creates a lot of fear, a lot of distrust, and that information is passed on throughout the family from generation to generation.
She was always thinking about this general lack of information, the suffering it caused, and how she could help more people understand healthcare better. Then one night, she turned on NBC.
What countries make up Great Britain?
So one day I was watching Jay Leno jaywalking.
If someone said they're going to Great Britain, what language would they speak when they get there?
British.
They speak British.
What he would do is go out on the streets of L.A. and he would talk to people, usually about geography, history, politics.
What is the world's tallest mountain? Do you ever rest?
Don't know.
See, I asked you, do you ever rest? And you said,
Mount Everest.
Everest, there you go.
So it was educational, but it was also entertaining. And I thought, what if I can do that with health?
Lisa decided to run with this idea and give it a shot.
Now, have you guys had a flu vaccine?
Yes, I've had a flu vaccine.
Back in 2013, while Lisa was working as a hospital administrator, she went onto the National Mall in Washington, D.C. with a cameraman she'd met at her local bike club and started talking to folks about the flu. Okay.
And what if I gave you antibiotics? Would that help?
It would.
Is that okay? But your body can get immune to that, can't it?
That's true, but antibiotics don't treat the flu because the flu's a virus.
There you go.
They edited down the footage and put a short video up on YouTube.
Why they call it soul food?
Why?
Because that's the food that will get your soul to heaven about as fast as it can get there.
She called it Dr. Lisa on the Street.
People in the community loved it. They wanted more. They gave suggestions. Can you make a video about this and that?
Unlike Jay Leno, Lisa didn't play the interviews for laughs, no punchlines, just answering real questions in simple, non-judgmental ways.
The key is to make sure it's relatable. The people in the content look like the people we're trying to reach, and that the messages are resonating.
Lisa remembers one woman hovering close by while she filmed near a hospital.
When we wrapped up the shoot, she came over and she said, "Are you a doctor?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, I wonder if you could help me. They just discharged me from the hospital, but I don't feel good. And they gave me this paper, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do."
She'd been diagnosed with a blood clot in her lung, but the woman told Lisa she was still feeling short of breath.
She was scared. But the paper didn't give her any instructions. So she was asking me, like a stranger on the corner, what do I do now?
Lisa spent 30 minutes with the woman. After she walked away, Lisa stood there in a daze.
I felt profoundly sad. I felt angry that we have all of this lip service around helping people, yet people feel forgotten. They feel like they're on their own, all alone. And with as many resources we are pouring into healthcare, I think there's no excuse for that.
This woman and all the others like her that Lisa talked to on the street helped confirm for Lisa that she'd zeroed in on a foundational but often invisible problem. The healthcare system was failing to give people, especially Black people, the information they needed, and it was part of why people were suffering. Black Washingtonians, who make up 80% of the city's Medicaid population, are 7 times more likely to have diabetes and more than twice as likely to die from heart disease than their white neighbors.
Very bad health disparities, like striking health disparities.
Lisa spent 20 years working at all levels of healthcare. Dr. Lisa on the street was a side hustle, something squeezed between board meetings and grand rounds. But then
I just decided to take a leap.
Lisa left her job at DC Medicaid and, in March of 2019, founded Grapevine Health, a startup she believes can help build trust, provide information, and get people engaged with their own healthcare. When she's talking to insurance companies, she pitches her company as a bridge.
We can help people understand. We can answer questions. We can make it more accessible for people.
Lisa's starting to make headway. In just the last 20 months, Grapevine has landed contracts with 2 Medicaid managed care plans, 1 public employee health plan, and Lisa is in talks with 4 national insurers. Insurers I talked to were all super excited about Lisa's work because it strikes at a problem that's plagued them forever, getting people to engage with their health care. Keith McCannon is an executive with AmeriHealth Caritas DC, a private health insurance plan that Washington, D.C.'s Medicaid program pays to cover the city's low-income and disabled residents. Keith has spent the last decade trying to figure out how to make sure the 120,000 people on his plan take advantage of their insurance, meet with specialists, take their meds, manage their chronic conditions like congestive heart failure and diabetes.
Frankly, many of the things that we've been doing haven't been working.
Keith's team sends reminders in the mail, posts on Instagram and Facebook, calls people at home. Keith says they're lucky if 1 out of every 4 people answer.
Sometimes I think we're viewed as like a telemarketer.
Engaging Medicaid patients is a national challenge. A recent report found that Medicaid insurance companies, like AmeriHealth, regularly connect with just 30 to 60% of their members. Insurers have a financial incentive to close that gap. Plans can't face fines if too few of their members get certain screenings or too many people end up in the hospital. And of course, if patients miss appointments or don't get these screenings, small issues can morph and people get sicker.
There isn't any evidence out there that anybody's kind of found that magical crystal ball that's going to address some of these things that we're trying to move forward.
But Keith hopes he and AmeriHealth may have an answer with Lisa and Grapevine.
What Dr. Lisa does, which I think is unique, is talk to people in a way that they understand it and just keep it very real on how it will make a difference in their lives.
Lisa thinks her business is gaining traction because Grapevine answers a twofold problem. First, bad messages. Doctors and insurers talk about complex medical issues in ways that fly over the heads of most people. And second, bad messengers. Busy, stressed out docs, cold calls from an insurer, mailers that go straight into the trash. Lisa knows all too well the disparities that these issues help fuel. Black people report higher levels of mistrust in the healthcare system than white Americans and suffer worse outcomes in everything from maternal mortality to cancer deaths to life expectancy. So the stakes are high, and Lisa walked away from 2 decades of working in some of the most respected institutions to launch this health information startup geared towards marginalized communities of color. To really understand how to create more effective messages and become a better messenger, she took one more step.
I moved into Congress Heights, which is one of the poorest zip codes in Washington, D.C.
Lisa knew about the barriers people face from when she worked at D.C.'s Medicaid program and hospitals treating low-income patients. But seeing it up close, living it, was different.
You're being bombarded with chronic stress because of the trauma, and I'm not talking about gun violence necessarily or carjackings. I'm talking about just the trauma associated with being poor, living in scarcity, having to fight for everything.
Unreliable bus service across town. Few places to buy healthy food or exercise safely. Living with that same scarcity helped her see why it was so hard for her neighbors to prioritize their health in a community with lots of problems. But the experience made it easier for Lisa to craft messages that she hoped could break through all that stress and trauma. And it resonated for people like Yvonne Smith.
Grapevine Health and Dr. Lisa are the best kept secret that I wish everyone knew about.
Yvonne is 70. She lives alone on the second floor of a pale yellow apartment building a few minutes from where Lisa moved. 3 huge binders sit on floor-to-ceiling bookshelves in Yvonne's living room, filled with her family history.
I have a tree on both sides of my family that goes back 7 generations. So I'm trying to beat the history of blindness, diabetes, heart problems.
When Yvonne first encountered Lisa in early 2020, Grapevine Health was still a scrappy startup looking for its big break. But the pandemic gave Grapevine an opening.
Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Lisa Fitzpatrick.
And Lisa posted COVID-related videos on Grapevine's social media accounts.
And I just wanted to spend a few minutes talking about some of the most common questions.
Lisa also offered virtual information sessions to community groups like the senior center Yvonne attended. Yvonne loved how Lisa broke down information.
She doesn't overwhelm you with big words. She talks plain language that I can understand, and she's genuine, authentic.
Yvonne started sending questions to Lisa and Grapevine through her senior center and checking out their social media posts. Yvonne cut back on the carbs and filled her fridge with veggies. 12 doctors had told Yvonne to lose weight over the years, but it was Lisa's videos that unlocked something for her.
She knows the environment we live in. She knows we don't have 1 grocery store. And she moved to this community, and she was having a weight problem. So she understands that it might be difficult for you to get the things you need to be healthy. And she would do common sense things that are doable.
Helpful, relatable advice. Grapevine took the time to answer her questions and tailor messages for people like her. It all gave Yvonne a sense that she was worth being taken seriously. Yvonne credits Grapevine with cutting her blood sugar below diabetic levels, discovering she was at risk for heart failure, and inspiring her to bring little notebooks to her appointments.
And then I try to ask 3 questions for the doctors. I say, what's wrong with me? What's our plan? And what else do I need to know that you didn't tell me? So I could hear her voice in my head.
Yvonne is a case study for the potential of Grapevine. Lisa points to the impact Grapevine has had on Yvonne's health as she pitches insurers to take a chance on her young company. AmeriHealth Caritas DC was first to sign up, inking a contract in the summer of 2021.
Once we connected, it was like kindred spirits.
Karen Dale has been the plan's CEO and Keith McCannon's boss for about 10 years.
It was just, Karen, what about if you had different conversations with people, right? It's not about, well, we need you to go get your eyes checked, your foot checked, your, you know what I mean? Don't start there. Start with simply understanding a bit more.
Still, Karen had questions. Namely, did this approach work with lots of people more than just a few here and there? could Grapevine improve the health of their members and save them money?
For me, it's important to step outside of what we're always doing, which isn't giving us overwhelmingly awesome results, to say, let's invest in the research and the body of work to be done to get better, because who we serve deserve it.
Grapevine's first job? Working with AmeriHealth members with diabetes. Lisa and her team interview patients who do things like get eye exams to prevent blindness and the patients who don't. Then...
But now it's time for us diabetics and pre-diabetics to start getting our regular checkup.
They make videos to convince more people to take preventative steps.
Go to your doctor. Get the correct information. It will save your life.
And then, Karen says, AmeriHealth will measure to see what works.
Did people open the message? How long did they watch it? You know, there are all those kinds of statistics that will help us to understand which messages are more sticky, worth repeating, taking the scale.
Lisa is excited. If these videos improve people's well-being and save AmeriHealth money, that's the kind of quantitative evidence that Lisa needs to land more contracts. She says she's pitched around 20 different insurers, and most of them, so far, have said no.
Their concerns are primarily that we're a young company and that we don't have the proof points that tell them, can this health information keep people out of the hospital?
Even if Lisa can deliver that proof, she's also clear that Grapevine has its limits.
The expectation is not that every person who comes in contact with Grapevine will automatically have an aha moment and they do the next best thing we need them to do. That's not how it works.
Some people need more than a video to make a change. People may be in crisis or struggle with transportation, childcare, or just can't find a doctor who takes Medicaid. The task for Lisa is convincing the healthcare world that Grapevine is part of the solution.
To me, it's so clear all roads lead to trusted health information and understanding health and healthcare. But the challenge is how to make it obvious to everybody else.
When doubts do creep in, Lisa thinks of all the people she's talked to the past 20 years. Friends and family, confused and frustrated. Yvonne Smith, trying to beat her family's history of disease. That woman outside the hospital, totally lost. They're why Lisa left her prestigious health policy career. She wants to give them what they deserve. Clear answers from someone they can trust.
That was Dan Gorenstein reporting. He's the host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. We'll put a link to their show on our website at whyy.org/thepulse.